Hi, it's February 15, the anniversary of the formation of the band Chicago in 1967. They weren't called that then, they became Chicago Transit Authority, but after the CTA threatened to sue, they shortened their name to Chicago. Went on to have the hits Just You and Me, Hard to Say I'm Sorry, and the number one If You Leave Me Now. No surprise really, great band.
Baby, what a big surprise. Right before my bed.
The hit British comedy Some Mothers Do Have 'Em, starring Michael Crawford, started on this day in 1973.
We're going to hear the patter of tiny little feet.
Oh, no, baby. I'm not having another cat in this house.
February 15 birthdays, songwriting legend Brian Holland is 80, a member of the Holland Dozier Holland songwriting team, famous for giving Motown its sound. He co-wrote over 200 hits.
All I know, we used to sing on the street corners and people used to come and listen to us.
Actress Jane Seymour turned 70. She's been called the queen of the miniseries. Remember Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman? But Jane started as a Bond girl in Live and Let Die.
I know who you are, what you are, and why you have come. You have made a mistake.
The creator of The Simpsons, Matt Groening, is 67.
I was mesmerized and consumed by bland family sitcoms as a kid. Loved Leave It to Beaver and Father Knows Best.
Former AFL player and coach Neil Danaher is 60 today.
I didn't choose this path. M&D chose me. I didn't choose M&D.
Lead singer of the hit UK reggae group UB40, Ali Campbell, is 62. For years he split from the band, but he's back where he belongs.
Baby, I got you, baby.
And the NRL's Jarryd Hayne is 33. He had a crack at the NFL.
Jarryd Hayne, one of the best rugby players in Australia, getting his first football action and looking good.
Finally, Australia's king of comedy, Graham Kennedy, was also born on this day. Died aged 71 in 2005.
Nothing much has changed. Same old studio, same old floor crew, same old orchestra.
Same old jokes.
Remembering Graham Kennedy on February 15.